With these comments on Canadian manufacturers, we have reached the bittersweet portion of the program since today is the last show of the Radio 100 residency at CKUT. Just to recap, during our time at the station, we explored the history of radio technology, the roles that women have played in its development, how entertainment content has evolved since the first radio broadcasts, and the places in Montreal that witnessed radio pioneers change the world. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you, Anya and Alain, for making this pre-recorded show possible and for all the great work that you've put into all these shows. Thank you as well to all the volunteers and partners that make the Centennial possible. We have had to make changes to the original Centennial schedule as the COVID-19 crisis response continues to evolve. So make sure to keep an eye on our website, radio100.moeb.ca, where we will update the information of our future activities as the year goes along. And while you're there checking the schedule, make sure to check out the interactive timeline that I'm sure will help you keep exploring the history of radio broadcasting in Canada.
Thank you, Mariana, and thank you, Alain, for being so great sports when it comes to exploring the broad field of radio and radio broadcasting. These 4 weeks were really exceptional, and man, is radio an art in itself. I hope to come back one day and see you then or talk to you then. Bye.
And we'll finish today with a piece of music to send you off on this Monday afternoon. As we mentioned last week, big band orchestras were very popular during and after the Second World War. Last week we played some Guy Lombardo, a Canadian orchestra director. And so today we will conclude our show with a song by a famous Quebecois big band director, Vic Vogel, and his performance of Speak Low during the Tremblant Jazz Festival in 2011. Stay healthy, stay tuned, and continue celebrating with us the centennial throughout the year. À la prochaine!